So, seeking life or seeking fuller expression. This is kind of a really cool thing that I heard a long time ago. And it is based on a book that I read going back to the 1800s. And it just holds true. It will not change. There's nothing that's going to change about it. It's the human nature and law of things, including the universe and whatever religions that you may believe in, and so on and so forth. And it's one of those things that the majority of people believe that they're in a position or a position that they don't necessarily want to be in, or they could advance. But there's nothing out there. It's like a competition that there's not enough to go around. And we're supposed to be, just subjected to staying in a mediocre position, be it middle class, upper class, or poverty, or what have you. And you have to realize that there's it's a substance was the word, and it lives in everything and through everything, and it's a constantly thriving type of thing. Now, every living substance, it doesn't matter what it is, its inherent desire is for increase in life. So that means that every living thing, regardless of what it could be the tree outside, it could be just us as human beings, it is continually seeking more enlargement. Because life, in just the fact of living, the mere fact of living, I should say, it must increase itself. So if you were to go out and take a bunch of seeds and you drop them into the ground, something's going to happen. They're going to jump into some sort of activity or spring into fruition of sorts. And it's that act of living that produces 100 more seeds like it, whatever you dropped. So by, living life, it automatically multiplies itself. And it's the fact of be forever becoming more, I should say, and it has to do so. If it continues to grow, if it doesn't continue to grow or multiply, it will stop existing, therefore it dies. So it's the intelligence and the knowledge and everything that we all kind of accumulate over the years. It's the same necessary continuous increase that we all seek. And even though we might think it's necessary to do things in a certain way, you have to think in these terms and keep it really simple. It's like everything that you think or every thought that we think makes it absolutely necessary for us to think another thought. That's that multiplication. Okay. And consciousness that we have, it's always expanding. And everything that we learn or every fact or everything that we are subjected to that kind of kick in, and it's like a learning experience for us. It leads us to the learning of another fact. So it's like knowledge is continually increasing also. It's like talent that we have. It cultivates and brings into mind new talents and the desire to cultivate new talents. And we are all subject, and everything that is in existence right now that lives is subject to seeking fuller expression. And it's that that drives us to do more, to know more, and to be more. Everything that lives wants those things. I mean, to be more. But in order to know more, or to do more, and to be more, you have to have more. Okay, it's impossible not to have more and to be able to have these things, because we all have to have things that we have to use. And in order to get these things, if you want to learn, you want to do, you want to become, you can only do that by using things. And to use things, you have to have money, and you have to have a certain level of comfort in order to have them, to live more. I mean, it's a desire to just basically have the capacity for larger life. And larger life is just seeking fuller fulfillment. And like, say, people have always said to me, well, you don't need to be rich, or you don't need to be wealthy, and you don't need to be well off, and you don't need to be whatever. That's just not accurate. I mean, the desire to be wealthy or rich or what have you is simply the capacity, like I just mentioned, for larger like seeking fuller expression or fulfillment. So it's that every desire, it's the effort of unexpressed possibility that kind of springs into action like the seed. And it's power seeking to kind of manifest that causes the desire in the first place. And that thing and desire and everything in your mind and your heart and everything that makes you want more, say, money or what have you, freedom, we'll call it. It's the same that makes that plant grow or that seed. It is simply life seeking fuller expression. It's the inherent law in all of life, regardless of what it is. It's that desire to live more, to be more, to do more, to create more. You got to live more in and through. Through meaning moving forward, not backwards, not thinking about the past. It doesn't matter. The past has nothing to do with anything. It's done. So to be in the present and do the best that you can each day and take the things that you have now, this is where you have to act. It's that desire to move forward, yes, but not get ahead of yourself at the same time. The entire world desires you to have everything that you want to have. And it's friendly to your plans and your dreams and your desires. Nature in general is friendly to it. Everything is naturally for you. We all have access to it. So don't think that there's one thing or some curse that's holding anybody down to be poor or to be out of place or have no purpose, that you're being kept in poverty or lack for some reason, such as circumstances or so on, because that is just not true. More expression is in every living substance. And unless you're seeking more expression, then you might as well be like that poor seed or that poor plant that didn't, express or cultivate and grow, and you will eventually die. You'll be depressed. You'll have heartache. You'll have anxiety. You'll have depression. You'll have all of that stuff. Because growth is essential. It's an inherent part of everything that lives. And without growth or making progress, we fail to exist.